2 days after November's big earthquake, former Natural Resources Commissioner Mack was in his Anchorage office to sign off on the draft management plan. The document applies to Kachemak Bay State Park and other recreation areas on the southern Kenai Peninsula. And it's a big deal because it dictates the recreational and commercial activities allowed in the park. The move was not only unexpected, but it was odd. DNR's offices are closed on weekends, and the building itself was shut down because of the earthquake. It was also just 1 day before Governor Mike Dunleavy was sworn into office. Mack says he signaled his intention to sign the plan beforehand. He also argues his signature didn't officially put the plan in place.
There would have been an opportunity for the public to actually consider what we had put out. Most of the changes, if any at that point, would have been technical or legal changes.
Mack says his signature moved the process to what's called the intent to adopt phase, which allows the public to comment on the plan one last time. However, DNR spokesperson Monica Alvarez says that's not true.
When a commissioner signs a plan like that, he is in fact adopting that plan. What happens is there's an opportunity, there's 20 days after the plan is issued, adopted, for the public to be able to request reconsideration on his action.
Mack's replacement as Commissioner Corey Feige rescinded Mack's actions later that week. The new administration says it doesn't know why Mack signed the plan, and despite questions about why Mack signed on the dotted line, what the plan could look like when it's finished is up in the air. Dunleavy has sharply different views about salmon management than the previous governor, Bill Walker. Walker's administration was seen as more sympathetic to commercial fishermen, and the plan Mack signed would have granted flexibility to Cook Inlet Aquaculture Association. The group, funded by commercial fishermen, has a contentious pink salmon release site at the head of Tucka Bay, a popular tourist destination in the state park. Dunleavy is more aligned with sport fishing advocates, and those advocates adamantly oppose the hatchery's plans to relocate some of its production to the head of the bay. Critics say it will disrupt that section of the park and that the fish in the net pens could cause water quality issues. They also worry that the association could push to further increase its operations in the park. Kenai River Sport Fishing Association Executive Director Ricky Geese.
We think there are conservation concerns with that and wanted a more thorough review process and an open and transparent process with DNR. And we're confident that that's going to occur moving forward.
The management plan Mack signed does allow the Hatchery Association to continue using its remote release site at the head of Tucka Bay. It released fish there for the first time in 2018, following several years of controversy. However, Cook Inlet Aquaculture just applied to renew its permit with DNR. Mack approved the association's initial permit, and he maintains that the hatchery and the release site are compatible with the park. While he acknowledges that Dunleavy is more aligned with the sport fishing industry, he says that was not a factor in his decision to sign the plan.
There was a lot of inputs to the process, and it had been a very long process. And in my opinion, it had been very well vetted publicly, and there was plenty of input at that point to make a decision.
Many stakeholders say Mack rushed the process, including Cook Inlet Aquaculture Executive Director Dean Day. Even though the park plan Mack signed would have cleared one major hurdle the Hatchery Association currently faces, Day doesn't necessarily assume that DNR's new leadership will do anything different.
It's something that's definitely an area of concern. We have to know what the outcome's going to be, and then we can go from there.
Cook Inlet Aquaculture hopes to have its permit renewed by the spring when it plans to move the net pens into Tucka Bay. But the timeline for that and the Kachemak Bay State Park Management Plan's final approval is unclear. Again, DNR spokesperson Monica Alvarez.
Often when we have a new administration, they may have different ideas about how to address things. And, that remains to be seen both here at DNR and Fish and Game.
She says pending any changes to the process, DNR hopes to release the final draft of the management plan in the next 3 months. Reporting in Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.